This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, Hillary Clinton is scheduled to campaign in Nevada. Polls there show a tight race between Clinton and Donald Trump. Nevada is a special case when it comes to battleground states, less rust-belty than, say, Ohio and Pennsylvania. The economic concerns of Nevada present an additional set of challenges for would-be presidents. Marketplace's Mark Garrison takes a look.
Few states felt the 2008 downturn as directly, says University of Nevada, Las Vegas political science chair John Tooman.
We were ground zero in some ways.
The recession brutalized the state's famed casinos, and Nevada had the highest rate of foreclosures for years. Unemployment hit the Latino community especially hard. Latinos are 28% of Nevada's population, according to U.S. Census data. Tooman says they're listening closely as candidates talk border policy.
Immigration and for Latinos, it's consistently in the top one or two issues.
Nevada also struggles with another issue both candidates are going on about, aging infrastructure. The American Society of Civil Engineers gives the state's infrastructure a C-. Chuck Joseph led its report card process.
You know, we would really like to see more federal funding coming into the state of Nevada. We don't feel like we can always get our fair share.
Infrastructure is important because state leaders badly want to attract new businesses to the state, so it'll be less reliant on casinos. Tesla's upcoming battery factory there is the gleaming example. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.